You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
According to the American Cancer Society, this year in the U.S., there will be an estimated of 1,658,370 new cancer cases. Cancer remains the second most common cause of death, but we can beat it. Certain foods are powerful cancer fighters. To explain this and to give you the 10 best foods to eat is our guest, Kathleen Barnes, author of Food is Medicine. I love this book, Food is Medicine. I have it with me all the time. But Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us. Let's get right to the question. What are the properties in foods that actually fight cancer?
Hi, Ellen. There are a number of them, and I think I'd like to start by just saying that there are tons of studies, there's a lot of research out there that will tell us that any fruits and vegetables are going to help us prevent cancer. There's a lot of evidence that all types of them help to keep the cells from that natural aging process called oxidation. And I like to kind of compare that to rust on the car, in the bumper of a car. Those free radical oxygen molecules that are circulating through our system put that rust on your cells, and that's the cause for sort of DNA deterioration that can cause some of these chronic diseases that are really frightening, including cancer. And so,
you know, Kathleen, sorry, I was reading your book, and that is the phrase that actually jumped out at me. That is, the fruits and vegetables are like scrubbing. You eat them, and they have rich sources of antioxidants. So that, think of them as scrubbing the rust off the bumper of your car. So, yeah, let's eat some. So what are the 10 that we need to go to?
I've got a list that I love, but I think, you know, as I said, all fruits and vegetables are going to be helpful. There are specific reasons why garlic and onions, you know, that have these sulfur compounds, the one that give you the bad breath, but those are actually great antioxidants, and they're great for helping to keep yourselves healthy. Also, broccoli and any of the cruciferous vegetables, that family includes Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, and that's particularly helpful for indole-3 carbinols, which have been shown to be preventive for breast cancer. So all of us women really need to eat these vegetables. Also, red grapes, beans, dried beans, chili peppers like jalapenos, the hotter the better, berries of all kinds, especially blueberries, rosemary, tomatoes, and celery. And I think that I'd be remiss if I didn't mention something that probably most of us are not growing in our garden or finding in our farmer's market, and that is curcumin. And that's a spice that's used in Indian foods that gives the curries its yellow color. And that has got just an amazing wealth of anti-cancer benefits and cancer treatment benefits as well.
Carolina, we got you there? I guess she's maybe not with us, so I'll carry on. She's gone. Okay, so curcumin is also known as turmeric. So let's get that clarified right now. Turmeric is a spice that people are beginning to become familiar with because it is the hottest, latest, greatest sort of medicinal food, not just a spice, but a food that everybody's talking about. So how can we use turmeric? How can we get turmeric into our daily diet? Because you just sprinkle it on. I use it in eggs, but how would you recommend using turmeric?
You can, and you know, just to clarify, curcumin is an element of turmeric. Turmeric is, and both of them are used in Indian cooking. I think most of us can't really get therapeutic levels of curcumin in our diets unless we eat curry 3 times a day, which people do, you know, in India and in countries that like those kinds of food. Most of us really can't tolerate that much. But yes, you can certainly add it into eggs, into any kind of vegetable dish. I like the flavor of it a lot. I think it gives it a little zip.
It does definitely do that.
One of my favorites is to put it in yogurt with a little bit of sliced cucumbers, especially this time of the year, you know, when my cucumbers are fresh and I'm eating them 2 minutes after I pick them. And that's a lovely flavor to add to it. Maybe sometimes with a little bit of garlic, too. Most people
garlic,
think of
I like
yogurt,
it.
It should be sweet, but it doesn't have to be.
Oh, no, well, garlic is used in yogurt a lot, I think, so especially in the as a dip. I want to talk about grapes for a minute, because we have been eating tons of, or there have been organic green grapes at the market, and we've been eating tons of them. And I know that that doesn't quite qualify. You've specified red grapes. Perhaps you could explain.
Yeah, the red grapes, you're lucky to be getting organic grapes. We don't find them around here. The red grapes have the resveratrol and the ellagic acid, and those are among the most potent antioxidants known. So these really help to wipe out those enzymes that encourage the growth of cancer cells. Green grapes are okay. I mean, they have their own benefits too. But it's the red grapes that have that resveratrol in them. That's that long age, long life nutrient, they call it. And also red wine, of course.
Well, of course, you have to have
glass
one
of red wine.
Occasional. I have one cup a night. One cup a night. That's cancer prevention. But one glass, no more. But, you know, they make these enormous glasses. So you have to be careful when you say one glass. Some people, my husband likes to cheat on that one. Yes, indeed. Beans. You talked about beans. Are there specific beans that we should be eating more of, or all beans?
All beans are good for you. All dried beans, especially. Well, of course, green beans and stuff. But I think we're specifically talking about dried beans here. Because they're a rich variety, they have a rich variety of nutrients in them, and fiber as well. Fiber, as we know, is very helpful in preventing all kinds of gastrointestinal cancers. The darker the variety, the better. And I think this also applies to grapes, as we were just talking about. The darker, the better. So black beans have a few more nutrients in them than red kidney beans, and then you want to when you start to look at those lighter colored beans and the navy beans and stuff, they still have their nutrients and fiber. But if you're, the darker the color, the more you're going, more bang you're going to get for your buck.
I love hearing beans are on the list. That's one of my favorite things. We're always talking about beans on our family food kitchen here. One of the first two you mentioned on your list were onion and garlic. And I have a big question for you, because I get this question myself a lot. Do they have to be raw, or can they be cooked to still have those cancer-preventing qualities?
You certainly still have the cancer-preventing qualities, whether they're cooked or raw. And I mean, most of us can't really manage too much of the raw stuff. Although I do have a friend who eats a clove of raw garlic a day. And interestingly, I had known her for quite some time before she told me this. And I never noticed any garlic on her breath. And how did I said,
really?
How do you do that? And she said, I follow it with a sprig of parsley.
Ah, smart woman.
Interesting.
Yes.
So, yes, but it's pretty, I have to admit, that's a pretty tough one to think about eating a clove of raw garlic a day. So cooking is fine. The lighter you're cooking, the better, of course, with any kind of vegetable. And I think I'm looking at the list here, the garlic, onions, broccoli. You could put them all together into one dish. I'd leave out the red grapes. But you could cook all of these together and have a wonderful stew.
Whoa, no kidding. Absolutely. Now, again, I want to emphasize the darker the color, the better. So black beans versus northern beans, which I happen to love. But I'm going to get, if I want to fight cancer, I'm going to eat black beans. Celery. Now, I'm sure some people are surprised to hear about celery. What is it about celery that's so good to fight cancer?
It's got a funny little thing in it. It's called a phenolic acid that actually blocks the action of prostaglandins. And these are kind of pseudo-hormones that encourage the growth of particular types of cancer cells, particularly the cancers that are related to hormones like breast cancer, prostate cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian, and so forth. So that's a unique quality that celery has that we don't really know of many other foods that have that, or certainly not many foods that are common in our diet today.
Well, and a lot of people overlook celery, and it's so wonderful, cold, and crunchy. I love celery. Rosemary is the other one that you have listed here. It increases the activity of detoxification enzymes and slows the development of both breast and skin tumors. Hey, we need to eat lots of rosemary, and it's so fun to cook with it. We are out of time. It has been so fun to have you with us, Kathleen. Please, everyone, go to her website, Kathleen Barnes, BARNES.com, and her book is fabulous, Food is Medicine, 101 Prescriptions from the Garden. So please go look for that. And for more about our healthy solutions for feeding family, go to our website, kidcritics.com. Look forward to joining us always on Radio MD. Please eat well and stay well.